So the movie is Gridlocked, available on Blu-ray and DVD today. Tell me about the movie a little bit here. What's the plot? I'll let you do it because you probably know better than I do.
well, the plot is, so I'm part of an elite team of police officers, and we are kind of hanging out in our police facility just doing stuff that off-duty police officers do, like play foosball and stuff like that. And then we get invaded by some mercenaries. And so then at that point, which is pretty much the beginning of the movie, action and shoot 'em up action begins. So it's just, so the action of this movie is just off the chain. And, that's kind of why I signed up. The fight scenes in this, and then it's like kind of like a throwback to Lethal Weapon, Die Hard kind of a movie. So it's kind of got that old school action movie feel. And I think, you know, that the director was inspired by that. That's what he brought to the table. And he did a great job because it really is like that old school action movie. And, but then there's an element of, there's a comedy element with the dynamic of the leads. You got Dominic Purcell and Cody Hackman, and they bounce off each other, and it's got funny moments. They've kind of had that ride along buddy feel, and it's really good. The movie itself is just a fun ride.
You mentioned the Lethal Weapon in there, of course. Danny Glover, part of the movie. What was he like to work with?
Oh my God, how cool is it? Tell me, like, the director says to me, so this is going to be sort of a Lethal Weapon-esque kind of a feel. And then he tells me we're starring with Danny Glover. I mean, could it be any more, like, perfect and surreal, actually? He was awesome. He was like this, he's this legend. He walked on set and you could feel his aura. I'm not kidding. There was just like this, oh, wow. You know, everyone just kind of stared at him like this is, I mean, every moment, every word that came out of his mouth was like just, I don't know. There was something about him, you know, you kind of like, wow, it's just like Danny Glover, you know? And he was just so sweet. What a gentle man, a very generous man. He just was very giving on set. You know, he would take the time to say hello to everybody. And so Danny Glover says his famous line. I don't know if I could say the word, but you know his famous line with, I'm getting too old for this beep, you know, that line?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Okay, so, you know, the director had put it into the scene, and so Danny Glover at first was kind of like, he actually was saying, he had some hesitations, he was doing the takes without saying the line, and apparently he just felt like it was a bit cliched. He thought, you know, isn't it a bit cliched for me to be going back to this tagline, which, of course, I'm laughing because I'm thinking, I've kind of made a career about going back to taglines. That's what wrestlers kind of do, right? I know there's value in that. you work day in, day out. There's a whole team of us. We're, you know, become kind of a family when you're sort of living together for these long hours and shooting together and creating these moments together. And so he got really, you know, connected with us all, and really the director, he's a really young guy. And I think he was just excited about his ambition, and he was putting forth a really good product. And so one day we're doing the scene, and he just hits the line. And it was just like, I mean, you're in character and you're trying not to like go, oh my God, he just did the line. But he did the line. And I think, you know, when we were at the screenings, that was a huge moment for the audience, right? Just seeing him do that line was like, oh, classic, a classic moment. So there's moments like that, you know, there's classic moments like that. There's great action. And for me personally, like, I mean, the fight scenes are just, you know, I was told I got one of the most brutal fight scenes in the film, which I'm very proud about. So, in a good way, right? Of course, in a good way. So, yeah, I'm really proud of the movie, and I think fans will really enjoy it.
Now, of course, this is now like the second action movie in a row for you. Do you feel like your kind of action is the genre for you, or do you feel like going other directions, maybe?
Well, I feel like that is the natural fit almost for most people, and they see me, they're like, they know that's what I can contribute. Certainly with this film, that was the case. You know, they knew that I could contribute as this character, but I mean, the main thing is she kicks major butt in this movie. And so they wanted someone who could bring it physically. Right. And so, I feel confident. Would I like to do other roles? Sure, definitely. But I do enjoy it. I mean, I made a living off of fighting. I enjoy fighting. To me, it's really exciting to, with both films, it was like meeting the fight coordinator and saying, okay, so this is what I can bring. And then he was like, well, this is the flavor of the character. And to be able to sort of spin that together and see what we can produce, it was really fun. So that's a lot of fun for me. So I enjoy that. So I enjoy fighting. And I bring it all out. I mean, to the point where I don't know if, like, maybe female actors don't bring it as much as a female actor might, a female wrestler might bring it on the set. But there was a moment where, you know, I kind of we do a famous move. You might have seen it. I smash my face on the ground sometimes during wrestling. Well, there was a scene. You might have caught me doing that once or twice, right, in my career?
Once or twice, yeah.
Once or twice. Well, so, of course, I do this moment where I come off the ground, and, like, literally they called cut, and everybody rushed, including the medic, came to me. And it was just like, they were like, okay, are you okay? Ms. Stratus, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm fine. This is what I do for a living, guys. I'm good. So, yeah, so I go full on, and it shows. And I think, you know, when I watch the fight scenes back, I mean, to be honest, I've seen myself fight, well, let's see, for 16 years. I've seen myself fight on television and, you know, on the big screen for a long time. And so seeing me fight with, like, sound effects and special effects and cuts and music and a soundtrack, and it's pretty awesome. So, yeah, I think Trish Stratus fans will be stratified, and I think they're going to really enjoy it.
Well, we look forward to Stratisfaction, which actually I wouldn't be doing my job as a wrestling nerd if I didn't ask. Do you think you got a couple of more matches in you, maybe, huh?
Well, a couple? I mean, maybe one. I don't know about a couple, I guess. I always say, listen, the door is open. I just, if I'm going to go back, it needs to be like some good stuff, man. Like, I want to be challenged. I want to elevate another performer. I want to, like, I mean, I definitely would think I'd have to go back as a heel, because that would be the most fun for me. So I think I definitely have it in me. I mean, listen, whenever I come out of, look, I was retired for, I think the first time I went back and wrestled after retirement was 2 years after I'd been retired, and I hadn't done any wrestling for 2 years. And then I went back in the ring, and I remember that night going, I have a match tonight. Like, I haven't even, do I even have this in me? And I'm happy to say that it is like riding a bike. So it is, for us, it's sort of, it's ingrained in you. You kind of, you know how to move in the ring forever. I think that'll be there. So, I mean, as you see, I don't want to compare myself to Ric Flair and be 60 years old and be in the ring, but you still got it, you know? And so potentially, maybe there could be, but it has to be the right scenario for sure.
All right. So now you're also in the yoga business. How is that working out? And what would be like the most surprising thing people should know if they wanted to get into yoga?
The most surprising thing is that it's an actual workout, I think, is the number one thing. I think people kind of, well, maybe it shifted a little bit. Listen, when I first started in the yoga business, it was sort of like I was introducing it to people, I think, like a lot of, it wasn't really mainstream. I had found great success with it from rehabilitating my back injury that I had in wrestling. And it was something that I used as sort of a stress management tool, you know, managing 300 days of the year on the road with the WWE was sort of manageable and not very stressful because I was doing yoga. So that was something that I, you know, was a tool that I kept. And so now I think it's a little bit more mainstream, so people know, but I think people are surprised when they, like, for example, I hit my own, I created my own style. It's called Stratus for Yoga, because I felt like some yoga was lacking the, you know, wasn't paying attention to my muscles, basically. It was sort of like, I was like, well, I'm not really building my biceps with this movement. So I created Stratus for Yoga, which has, like, strength training moves in the yoga flow. So I think when people do this kind of workout, then they go, oh, gosh, this is, like, a real workout. And you can get biceps, and you can develop your glutes with this workout. So I think that's kind of a people find that surprising.
Well, please continue the glute development for all of us. And
I will, indeed. Thank you. I will.
And the movie is Gridlocked, available Blu-ray and DVD today. Trish, it has been a real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And if people need to find out more about what you've got going on, where do they head to?
My website's trishstratus.com, or, of course, on Twitter is trishstratus.com, C-O-M. And, yeah, all my fun's on there. All the Stratisfaction can be found there. I had to say it.
Thanks, Trish.